I speak to you in the name of God. Amen. On that day, I was just 16 years old. On that day, I was in high school, sitting down to drama class in Northeast High School of St. Petersburg. On that day, I was a senior in high school, living far from my family. And on that day, the world turned upside down. In 1988, while living in Litchfield, Connecticut, I went one day to the Cablevision office to pay my bill. While standing at the cashier's window, I heard the voice of Howard K. Smith on the television across the hall saying frantically, "The president has been shot by a sniper." After 25 years, that's all it took for me to return me to that day. I stood in the hallway watching the primitive black and white images of desperate newscasters trying to discover and broadcast the awful truth, and it was that day all over again. I was once again 16, entering my drama class, and the president had been shot. All over America, people were fainting from fear and foreboding of what is coming upon the world. Throughout our nation, there was confusion, shock, and alarm. I felt it, even at 16. Not just any person had been murdered, but the symbol of national life. Not just any president had been assassinated, but a father with small children. Just a year after the terrifying game of chicken had been postured on the high seas, the sign of strength and leadership was struck down. It may not have been apocalypse that was near, but the world in which we lived was in shock. Remember? I couldn't help reliving that day as I prepared for this season of Advent and considered again our annual trek through the world of prophets and visionaries. It is now Advent, a season to hunger for the coming of the Lord. Already yesterday, the carols were on the radio, the shops at Wiregrass were overwhelmed, and the frenzy had begun. But among the thousands pummeling their way through the mall, few seemed to notice that Advent was upon them. Fewer still seemed to care. So why do we do it? Well, when the rest of the culture is heading straight from Turkey to Santa Claus, why does the church drag out this preparation? Why must we listen to the bizarre chorus of roaring seas and shaking heavens and the angry growl of John the Baptist? Why not just skip to the band on the CD that plays Away in the Manger and hunker down with a glass of sherry? Well, because something in Christian faith gets in the way. It has to do with that little phrase, "on that day," or as Jeremiah says, "in those days." Advent always arrives as an annual reminder that things happen in this world that are of God. When life is going along in one direction, something happens, and those who understand see the hand of God. On that day is the ironic biblical cry that announces the majesty and mercy of God. It is the fulcrum between past and future, the promise that connects us to both. Biblical people, and we are biblical people peer in two directions at once, and Advent fixes our gaze both ways. On that day, the Lord spoke the world into being, and life began. On that day, God visited Abraham and Sarah by the oak tree and promised the impossible. On that day, Jacob returned from exile to cross the river and embrace his brother Esau and to undertake God's great purpose. On that day, the sea was parted and freedom claimed. On that day, the nation fell and exile began. On that day, a girl said yes and the mighty were upended. On that day, a baby was born and a cross was planted. On that day, Jesus stepped across the boundary, and the peaceable kingdom was born. We look back to many such days when chains were broken and hope was born and justice was glimpsed. Biblical people can never stop remembering that day when God touched them and their lives were changed. Our personal memories are filled with such days, and they are the stuff, tragic and joyful, small and large, on which our stories are hung. We know God and we trust God because on that day, God called us by name, or saved us from harm, or allowed us another chance, or set us free. But on that day lies not just in the past. On that day, cried Zechariah, there shall not be either cold or frost. On that day, living water shall flow out of Jerusalem. On that day, the Lord will be one and his name one. In those days, intoned Jeremiah, always anxious, but here a spokesman for hope. In those days and at that time, I will cause a righteous branch to spring up for David. In those days, Judah will be saved and Jerusalem will live in safety. We cannot ever foretell the future, you know that, clouded with human blindness and the contingencies of history. But to biblical people, that day is sure to come, and those days will belong to God. All the deepest longings of our hearts can be offered in that simple phrase, on that day. Our gentle personal anxieties and hopes echo those words. Someday, on that day, we hunger and long for the things that matter. Someday, on that day, when I retire, I will take time for things of the Spirit. Someday, on that day, when I finish counseling, I will be better. Someday, on that day, with much therapy, I will recover from my stroke. Someday, on that day, with much patience and gentle nudging, my son will finally move from Buffalo to Wesley Chapel. But great aspirations are also carried aloft on the Advent cry on that day, in those days. I have a dream, sang Martin Luther King Jr., that one day, on that day, all God's children will join hands and sing in the words of the Negro spiritual, free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, I'm free at last. One day, in those days, we may eradicate disease, we may feed the hungry, we may reconcile warring people. Someday, on that day, in those days. The rest of the world may not care, but we are biblical people. And if only for a season we can stand still long enough to look behind and look ahead, to remember all the days of the Lord and to sing the great Advent refrain, on that day. Listen to the wisdom of the Jews as we anticipate the birth of a Jewish baby. In every synagogue liturgy I have ever attended, at least once during the prayers, the people stand and sing, on that day the Lord will become king over all the earth. On that day the Lord will be one and his name one. On that day, in those days, God will be with us. Christ is coming. All shall be well. On that day. Amen.